In today's Mishnahs, we learn the 6th and 7th Mishnah from the 3rd Perek of Masechet Makot. Mishnah begins, HaKotev Kotovet Ka'aka. So in this Mishnah, we deal with the prohibition of tattooing. And the way Bartanura explains what they would do, the first etch in the skin of the individual and then fill with ink. Rashi said it was the other way around. But what the Mishnah is saying is now, importantly, if it's Katav Velo Ki'aka, if they simply wrote and didn't cut or etch into the skin, or Ki'aka did the etching but didn't add the ink, Mishnah says, Einu Chayev, that would not be a violation of prohibition. Hachi Yichtov, until he does both. Yichtov vi ka'akeya vidio b'chol, until he actually does the etching as well as writing with the ink or some his tseva name, like an eye color. Or b'chol devar shorosham, or anything that can make an impression, anything that has a sense of permanence. The idea is that once with the two together, the ketava kaka and one of these inks, that they will have a permanent tattoo. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says, Mishum Rabbi Shimon. Omer says, Einu chayev, doesn't violate the prohibition of Malkut. Ad shiichtov sham Hashem, simply tattooing on its own, according to Rabbi Shimon, who halach is not like, that would not violate the prohibition in the Torah. It's only if one writes the name of a type of avodah zarah and gets that name tattooed, that would violate the prohibition. What does he base that position on? He says, Shinemar oktovet ka'aka lo titnu bachem ani Hashem. You see in the pasuk, when at first the prohibition of doing this ketovet ka'aka, it follows it immediately with ani Hashem, meaning I am Hashem and not anybody else. So Rabbi Shimon understands that the issue is with tattooing specifically a Shem Avodah Zarah. But as I mentioned, halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. Let's now learn Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah says as follows, Nazir, this takes us back about a year, that referred to one who takes a Nazir oath. And as an individual who, part of this Nazir's oath, he's not allowed to cut his hair, he's not allowed to have any great products, and he's not allowed to come into contact with any tumah emanating from a corpse. What the Mishnah says here, if someone finds a Nazir, shayashoteh b'yayin kolam, he's sitting and drinking wine. He can have cups and cups loads. Einu chayev ela achad. So if he was pre-warned once, he would only violate the prohibition once, despite the fact he's had many, many multiple times the minimum amount that would make him liable to lashes. And this relates to what we learned yesterday, and the second Mishnah will be more clear, because we said in yesterday's Mishnah, a novelty that applied to lacerating one's skin and also shaving one's beard and like that even with a single warning they can receive multiple amounts of lashes. What we're referring to here is he's pre-warned once, this Naz has been drinking the whole entire day, he would only receive one set of lashes. If however, Mishnah says, Amru al-tishteh hu shoteh, if however he was pre-warned before every single cup he drank, then chayav kol echad v'echad, that would break it up, because of each cup he drank, he would be liable to lashes independently. Kati adds an important point, they cite in the Bartanura, that if there was a large goblet or a bottle, and someone said to the Nazir, don't drink that bottle of wine, because it has this number of minimum shiurim, of measures, of which one would be chayav, in that situation, according to Bartanura, the Nazir who drank that will be, in that case, liable to however many multiple times the minimum amount that it is contained in that bottle, assuming the Nazir then consequently after that drank the entire amount. Those are the Mishnah today.